With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. More rain could fall across flood-ravaged northwest Iowa. Governor Kim Reynolds seeking a federal disaster declaration. Meanwhile, more dangerously high temperatures expected across the plains.
The heat is going to be centered, at least for Monday, is going to be centered across the middle part of the country through the central and southern plains and then into the southeast. That's currently where most of the heat advisories are from the National Weather Service.
Lead forecaster Bob Orebeck at the National Weather Service. The gunman opened fire in a couple of churches, a synagogue, and a police station in southern Russia. By the time it was over, more than 15 police officers and several civilians were dead. Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu giving a thumbs down to any deal that would end Israel's war on terrorism in Gaza.
The viability of a US-backed proposal to wind down the eight-month-long war in Gaza has been cast into doubt after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire deal that would not end the war. His comments, made in an interview with a pro-Netanyahu Israeli TV channel late on Sunday, has sparked an uproar from families of hostages held by Hamas. Netanyahu's comments did not deviate dramatically from what he said previously about his terms for a deal, but they come at a sensitive time, and they could represent another setback for mediators trying to end the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There's been a deadly fire at a lithium battery plant near Seoul, South Korea. Local authorities say at least 16 people were killed, 7 others injured, and 6 people are unaccounted for. One official says that mobile phone signals of the missing were tracked to the second floor of that burned-out factory. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 97 points. This is SRN News. A Catholic hospital in Canada is being sued.
St. Paul's in Vancouver refuses to allow assisted suicide on its premises and has a legal exemption for that. But a couple whose daughter wanted to kill herself is going to court in hopes of forcing St. Paul's to violate its religious beliefs. In fact, the hospital transferred the couple's daughter to another facility where she was able to end her life. The plaintiffs in the case say no medical facility should have any exemption of any kind. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thailand Senate has voted to approve a bill that would legalize same-sex marriage, clearing the last legislative hurdle for the country to become the first in Southeast Asia to enact such a law. The legislation now goes to the king for his pro forma endorsement. Thailand will become the third place in Asia after Taiwan and Nepal to allow gay marriage. The bill, which grants full legal, financial, and medical rights for marriage partners of any gender, passed Thailand's House of Representatives by a wide margin. SRN News. The world's top golfer, Scotty Scheffler, shrugs off climate demonstrators on the 18th green, beating Tom Kim, winning the Travelers Championship in Connecticut.
A group of protesters throwing colored flares invaded the 18th green at the end of regulation play, delaying the final putts of both Scheffler and Kim. After a lengthy wait while the protesters were arrested, the 22-year-old Kim managed to regroup and made a 10-foot tying birdie to take the championship to an extra hole, which Scheffler won with a par 4. Scheffler's victory made him the first player since Arnold Palmer in 1962 to secure 6 season wins before July 1. I'm Graham Agars.
Reuters reporting Boeing could face criminal charges for allegedly violating terms of a settlement with the Justice Department over a couple of deadly plane crashes. More details at SRNnews.com.